Welcome to Storage Talk, Introduction to Smart TSM. All participants will be in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question and answer session, you may press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn the meeting over to Mr. Richard Anderson. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Marcia. Hello, everyone, and thank you very much for joining us. Today, we will have Martin Buerlin talking to us about Smart TSM. We're going to pause a few times during the presentation for questions, as well as having a Q&A session at the end. So do think about things that you might want to ask during the presentation. Martin will pause and ask for questions to be queued. I would now like to turn the microphone over to Martin.
Great. Thank you very much for the introduction, and hello to everybody. I will, as mentioned, do a few steps in my presentation. I expect that you have access to that PowerPoint that I will do the speech upon. If not, if you go to TIVTalk, TIVTalk.smarttsm.com, in your browser, you should get a download link to this very same presentation. My function is the center is head of the business development, so it's a great opportunity for me to be able to present the software Smart TSM to you. And as we go forward, please write down your questions and pop in those two pauses or in the end of the Q&A to give me those questions. Now, just to set the stage, the presentation will take about, in a small hour, I'll be done with the presentation. I'll be going around some of the pains that we see responding to the Smart TSM in the market. As I will tell you a bit about, if you hang around long enough, about the how it works, Smart TSM software, what it does, and what it offers to our clients. And then down the road, we'll be talking about platform support, roadmap, and pricing, naturally. Let's get started. Smart TSM was originally designed to another platform than TSM, but the core for the Smart TSM offering is actually to help business prevent a situation where they have a breakdown and they find themselves in a very stressing mode of not being able to recover the mission-critical application, the mission-critical service that they have backed up to their backup platform. So what we've done is actually designed a piece of software that will help clients, the users of the TSM, to reduce the risk of not doing sufficient validation of backups fed into the TSM infrastructure. As I go down the PowerPoint, I'll let you know, I'll announce the slide number that I'm currently at, and I'll be going into the slide 2 now. Now, we all know that even what could seem like a small error, a small element in the daily operations on servers can actually lead to a huge malfunction. Now, that you can do different things to prevent, but when you do have that case of breaking down with the mission-critical server, what you want to make sure of is that you can recover, and you also want to know in what time frame you can actually recover. You don't want to be in a situation where you have a major data loss, or even you can recover, but it takes like days or weeks to recover fully for a given mission-critical server. So you do want to understand being responsible for your servers or being responsible for your TSM client, that what they have in place can actually be restored. So Smart TSM is a tool, quite unique tool, that fits nicely onto the TSM, both within the TSM infrastructure with your client or as a reseller of the TSM infrastructure. Moving on to slide 3. Now, the best way actually to validate you can restore your mission critical servers from the backup is to, you know, play from all from scratch. So you set up your servers, you install your software, the OS, your backup client, and from that basis you restore what is needed from your TSM infrastructure. Now, if you have hundreds or even thousands of servers, that is a very, very difficult task to undertake because as of today, from our experience, it's a very manual test process. Hence, only a fraction of your mission-critical servers are actually being tested on a frequent basis. If we go to slide four, we can see that, you know, departments and budgets are shrinking. We have the financial crunch, meaning that IT staff will now have to undertake more activities running on fewer shoulders. And that, we can see, leads to more risk-taking, and the risk of failure seems to increase. A U.S. company called Crawl and Track experienced that the demand for their recovery services have increased with 100% over 12 months, and the focus has been recovery expertise regarding databases, that is, relational databases, exchange databases, SQL databases, running the core data of the business. So we see an increase in the complexity of the IT infrastructure, and we see a need for more validation that is actually undertaken today, since it's such a manual and tedious cost-heavy process. If you go to slide five, you can probably acknowledge that with clients and with the reseller, with the IBM partners, what we see today is the backup is used when they do validation of backup is used like file restores. So very frequently, they do an Excel restore or even a Word restore, and from that they conclude, the client would conclude that we can actually do restores on the TSM. Good, it's working. We also see clients, they do either in-house or as an outsourced service, they do the annual manual one-server tests, and from that they conclude, or will have to conclude, that we can actually restore the other 100 or 1,000 servers. But we all know that one will have to do more extensive testing in order to conclude that you can recover and that you're compliant with whatever internal or external regulation you may obey to. So what we want to make sure of is, well, just to do single file restores or do one-off tests on an annual basis is not sufficient in the current scenario where you have budget shrinking, you have more complexity in infrastructure, it's getting more and more difficult to actually trust that you can restore what you have in TSM. And many elements will play into whether you can restore your service from your infrastructure. It can be manual things, it can be software playing into a scenario where you expected to restore, but you could not restore. And, well, I've been in meetings where the head of operations had to turn to the window to empty the contents of his stomach simply because he had a situation where he could not restore some very mission-critical servers. Now, it is very stressing to have a breakdown, but it will prove to be even more stressing not to be able to restore. SmartTSM is currently the only tool that will allow you to automate a validation of server backups fully and automatically straight out of your TSM infrastructure. So it's a tool that will allow you to eliminate the manual recovery test and at the same time mitigate the risk of not doing any testing at all by having a software to fully validate from scratch what you have in TSM, should that be your situation that you only have information stored in TSM, you have no server information left, you can restore that and you would also know in what time frame that can be restored. Now, jumping to the slide 7, I have a brief overview of what the Smart TSM software does. Imagine you have your TSM client infrastructure established with the client premises. Now, surrounding your TSM, you have hundreds of thousands of server clients, and on a daily basis, often, you would see that those backups are being taken from the client and stored in the TSM. And that will be the classic scenario with TSM clients today. And this is exactly where we want to make sure that Smart TSM can make the TSM infrastructure appear more rewarding, because now with Smart TSM, you're able to detect and filter your TSM backups with identification of which server backups can be restored and in what time frame. Now, the way it happened is, on a low-cost and also dissimilar test platform, we have the Smart TSM software installed. The Smart TSM software will then go directly into the TSM and restore the files of a specific production server onto the test platform. We do not have any other sources of data in this restore process. We solely, or Smart TSM software solely, relies on the backup that you, as a client, has stored in TSM. So we don't inject CDs or scratches of information from other sources, because we want to make sure that if we have the complete breakdown of a given server or a number of servers, we can turn to the TSM and we can restore that fully and completely into a successful server. Once the backup for a given server has been restored onto the test platform running the Smart TSM software, the test platform will then disconnect from the TSM and start rebuilding the backups that we have received onto the test platform. And the rebuilding process will end up with a full clone of your production server. And the sole purpose is, as I said before, to establish evidence that what we have stored in TSM can turn into a complete and successfully restored production server. Once the restore and the rebuild from the backups have finalized, the test platform will scratch itself and then go on to the next server. So in this graphical layout on slide 7, you see 4 servers surrounding the TSM infrastructure. Now, the test platform will go on from one server to restoring another server, do the validation, and then scratch itself and take the next server and validate the backups. So the process itself is a full restore of the backups associated for a specific production server. It will, from that backup material on the test platform, start rebuilding that specific production server and then scratch itself and go on to the next production server. Now, the test platform itself, and on top of that you would have the restored production server, does not conflict with the equivalent production server, because what we have in focus with Smart TSM is pure validation. We want to make sure that should you need a backup in the TSM of the clients, you can actually restore that TSM backup or backups, like file combined with TDP backups, into a fully working production server. But imagine this process go on many times during the day for many different servers. In that scenario, we do not want the test platform, in the course of reproducing the production server, to conflict in any way with the production environment. This is taken care of by the software itself. Now, I need to mention that once in the recovery process, in this validation, the software, the smart TS software, will inject a number of queries into the restored production server. Because not only do we want to restore the backups from the TSM, we want to make sure that our test done in the smart TSM qualifies to an okay, a successful restore. And the way we do that is once we restore, say, an Exchange server or an SQL server from the backup, we'll inject a number of queries into the restored database. Because should the backup not qualify to a full and successful restore, the restored environment will probably fail to respond to that query that we feed into the restored database, should it be a database environment that we restore or validate from the backup. The queries also allows us to detect that not only can we restore the SQL database or the Exchange database, we can also detect that it's a fairly recent backup, so we avoid a situation where we restore, and we even restore it successfully from the backup, but the backup is from January, and it should be from yesterday. So the analysis that we inject into the restored database gives us a number of evidence that we, A, can restore and rebuild from what we have in the backup, two, that is actually usable what we have in the backup because we have, as a consequence, a fully working database, and three, by nature, we can now describe the RDO, the recovery time that the test platform has spent on recovering this specific production server. So not only can we mail and feed a report on recoverability, we can also feed the trend analysis on recovery times because we can now see that the recovery process took 7 hours or two days, and on that basis allows the IBM partner or the customer to undertake a number of actions, corrective actions, so to speak, to bring down that recovery time. And, of course, best case, allow the customers to fix an urgent problem because we will now see that, well, we can actually not recover from what you have in the TSM. So before you may end up in a situation where that is seriously needed, you can go in and fix the broken chain. Every result from every recovery process can be mailed as a recovery report. And that recovery report submitted to you like an email will state that this production server has been tested on this test platform and the test result was this, like okay or not okay, and in the case of an okay result, the recovery time came out on this amount of hours. At the same time, the test platform will feed what we call the recovery management console, and the recovery management console is a management center where we, first of all, we collect all the reports coming from each and every recovery process. So it may collect like 10 or 100 reports coming from that amount of tests on a daily basis. But it also controls a very important thing to clients, the service level agreement seen from a recovery window. So the service level agreement module on the management console allows you as a client, as a user of the Smart TSM software, to state that this specific production server must be tested on a specific frequency, and we expect the recovery time to be in this neighborhood. So when you have configured a recovery process for a specific production server, you associate that with a service level agreement that will, for the future, control that this production service tested on a weekly basis, and the recovery time is expected to hit around 8 hours. That allows you to compare the actual recovery time with your expected recovery time, and that's like a very powerful instrument for the client or for the service organization, internal, externally, to the client, to the TSM client, to continuously monitor the trend analysis, or to monitor the trends, the development of recovery times, and of course, spot a can filter on the TSM which servers currently have difficulties recovering from the TSM backup. So that's the key scenario for Smart TSM. You have your, the client will have the backup stored in the TSM. The Smart TSM platform is a low-cost piece of hardware that will restore the production service out of the TSM, rebuild full application environment, conduct a number of analysis into that restored environment, and feed the results into the management console. Now, Marcia, I think this would be a good time to open up for questions. Would you be able to help me with that?
Thank you. At this time, we will begin a question and answer session. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Please unmute the line and record your first and last name when prompted. To withdraw the question, please press star 2. Once again, please press star 1 to ask a question. One moment, please. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. And currently, no questions have populated.
Oh, great. And we can continue. Now, we can go back to this down the road if that should be needed. So, please, if you do have questions, you can take it to the next, to the end of the presentation, or you're more than welcome to feed them directly to my mail address that's listed on the first page.
Question did populate now. Would you like to take it?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course.
Mr. Eric Valentine, your line is open.
Thank you very much for the presentation. It appears to be a great tool. Is there going to be like a white paper distributable for clients on this? Maybe one of these case studies whitewashed that we could give to a client. Is there one out already?
We do have like collateral on the software and the client cases. So if you tip me off on my mail, I'll make sure that you get what is needed in terms of getting deeper into what it does and how it helps the client.
I just jumped to the back of the presentation on slide 30 and has more resources, and it shows a two-pager for a CIO, two-pager for head of IT operations PDF. So I haven't looked at those yet. Maybe they would meet my requirements, but thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go. That was what I'm going to refer to. We'll develop more material down the road. But if you have any more questions to this slide, let me know. Down the road, I will also come around to platform support. Some of you probably ask how much to support and what can this actually, what can it do for the clients. But please note that the key thing for Smart CSM is validation. It is to validate that servers, the humongous amount of server backup stored in CSM, can actually support what clients would expect. Recoverability, and as a side dish, also explain what will be the recent restore time that you can expect in from the recent test. So it allows you to have a greater confidence in what you store in CSM, because we do see that consultants and a wrongly configured policy may actually prove that you have no working backup of a very mission critical server. So it's a validation tool, first and foremost. And given the fact that it's automated, allows the client to actually run the procedure not on an annual basis, but say like on a weekly basis. But we all know that although you may, in your best effort, produce like an annual test of a fraction of your servers, so many things can happen to the infrastructure over the course of the year. So it's still with a high risk. And those being tested annually will actually work the next day. So the Smart CSM allows you to track that recoverability and looking purely on the servers and the applications residing on that specific production server over the course of the year. And the more important the server, the higher frequency you would probably enter into the Recovery Manager console. And you will get quite some surprises when you do that with clients.
You know, especially if you're talking at the right level, because I think, you know, part of the sales cycle here is a little bit of how can I put this, a little bit of FUD, right? But real FUD to say you've got backups, but the real value statement here is you just don't know, you have never validated them, so you're not going to know until the day you recover whether you can really recover or not. So it's really having the right conversation at the right level with the right backup information to show these clients that this is really something they need to be concerned about, and it's not IBM trying to sell them another piece of software, right? So, but thank you.
And Ari, I'll be getting back to that, filling in to the right level, because that is very important to reach the right level in your organization, the client organization, to voice the risk mitigation that can come from smart CSM. But thank you. Let me move on, Marcia. To the next section. Just showing you some of the slides coming out of the console. Showing the number of recovery processes running out of the test platforms. It will prove a few windows with alarms, so you're able to focus on those production servers that cannot be restored from the TSM, as opposed to those servers come home fine from a recoverability point of view. And finally, we got what we call the compliance ratio indicator. This is what I talked about just before, that all recovery processes are mapped against a specific service level agreement stating that we would expect this server to restore in 8 hours. Now, if it restores in 10 hours, you have a gap between what you expect or even require to decide that it restored in 10 hours. And that analysis will actually be brought up into graphics showing you the difference between what you expect and what you get. Okay. Let me go to some of the examples from the client side, assuming that some of you would like to or already are discussing the ability to trust what you store in your backup infrastructure. And we all know that although you would like to do a lot more testing than you do today, that will be, now anyone working with backup recovery would like to do more testing, because we all know that, you know, should one thing break down, it's a bit more like fingers crossed today, because you have actually not really done some testing. Well, you've done some file restores, so you know the whole TSM is working, but you've got no idea if this file server will restore in like 1 hour, if it would even restore, or in 2 days. And certainly, to do application restores is a bit more complex. Looking into the public sector where we have clients today, for instance, what they do is they restore what they call tier 1 and tier 2 window servers. So that will be what you also have in your own infrastructure or in your client infrastructure, like file, nodes, Active Directory, Exchange, SQL servers, you know, vanilla stuff to any organization when running the Microsoft infrastructure. And the focus for some would be recoverability, but having said that, anyone would officially claim that they can recover the service. So coming down that road, recovery time objective is a very good thing to get to have tested when you do the Smart CSM. At the same time, Smart CSM will help you document recovery assurance. I mean, we meet so many customers that would need to provide some kind of evidence that they have done the testing and they can actually restore these number of servers in their portfolio, because they play an important role in the infrastructure. We also see major infrastructures with the public sector where they've centralized the IS departments into like a shared service. So they're responsible for the backup processes. Now they're able to provide an add-on service that they may even charge their clients, their department, their councils, where they can now do recoverability validation, as well as they can use Smart CSM simply to tune and fix the TSM performance, because very often, I would almost say in most cases, when you get surprised when they try to do full server restores out of TSM, instantly they will need to tune the TSM, perhaps even put in some more disk storage to speed up the recovery processes, because backup for the last 10 years has been the core focus on any engineer working on TSM. Restorability, restore performance, restore windows is an important window, but an important discussion, but not something that will be on the top of the list for the budget. Going into slide 11, sorry, I forgot to mention which slide I'm at. Now I'm at slide 11, retail and shopping stores. Again, recoverability is key to those clients. Windows servers. Now, the reason for us to focus on Windows servers is because the application created by Bill Gates seems to prove more difficult for a client to restore. It's simply a lot more difficult to understand the complexity, not only on the backup side, but certainly and specifically on the recovery side. For instance, if you can do backup on an Exchange server, it might be even more difficult to do an Exchange recovery. Now, with Smart TSM, and so it's all in that very same application, you don't have to have that much understanding of the application level. You can actually do a full Exchange recovery being just the backup admin, and in that process validate whether the backup that you feed to your TSM every day is recoverable. It's good information to have. And now you don't have to bring in a group from the OS department, a group from the backup department, a group from the application department. You can do like full server recovery validation just using the piece of software. Another benefit from slide 11 that you might want to notice is what we call infrastructure recovery. So the classic example from my side, and you may have others, when you restore an Exchange, you would in most cases need to restore the Active Directory as well, because a full Exchange recovery will require the presence of the Active Directory. Now, Smart CSM will manage that process when you set up the interdependency between two servers. So initially, it will restore the Exchange server, then the Active Directory, before it goes on to finalize the Exchange recovery. Going on to slide 12, now the bank and finance sector, as you probably well aware, some of those are very obedient to the solvency compliance bills. So what we understand from those clients, actually that's what's driving the interest in Smart TSM, to be able to validate that servers in this space can actually be restored. Not having the staffing resources, the manual resources to undertake that amount of server restores, Smart TSM will help them automate the process. When you phase out servers, when you want to decommission servers, it might be of interest, as proven for some of our clients, that you can prove recoverability before you decommission it. So should you be in a situation where you have where you're required to restore a specific server out of your TSM, although being decommissioned, you can then have a greater trust that you can actually restore that server out of TSM, given the fact you've just done the recent validation. Sorry. On slide 13, we mentioned what we call outsourcing managed IT data center providers. We do have clients that take on the full responsibility for the TSM infrastructure for the end client. Of course, when you do that, you have contracts signed up, and for them, it's a key interest to be able to validate and to document recoverability. By no means they would like to end up in a situation where they take on the responsibility for backup processors, but they cannot be stored. So for them, a key benefit will be to do the activity and to document the result. Sorry. Another segment with our clients, what we call, referred to as managed backup providers. And those are partners that provide into the market what you would call cloud backup. So based on a TSM infrastructure framework, they provide backup services to end clients not having their own TSM infrastructure. Usually it's like in the mid-market where clients decide not to invest or to phase out their existing legacy backup infrastructure, and then I'm going into the market, into the cloud, to buy a TSM-based backup service. Naturally, for this kind of partner, they appreciate that Smart TSM can validate that the core service, the backup, is actually recoverable. So in this respect, the Smart TSM is a kind of an add-on, a very natural add-on to the core backup service in order to, as well, create some additional revenues to the backup services, you know, in this current market under heavy pressure, very high competition. Moving on, jumping into slide 16, our platform support. Currently, we solely support the automated validation processes for production service running in the Windows environment. So in there, you'll find 2003, and now 2008 coming up in the various versions. More importantly, clients focus on the automated validation of the applications residing on these servers, and that will be like what you have in your infrastructure as well today, Exchange, SQL, Oracle, Domino, stuff like that. Now, it's no surprise that the clients, when we work in our mid-market or even higher market, we're asked if we can provide this kind of support for non-Windows environments. And you probably be able to mention quite a few customers running a lot of mission-critical service, not in the Windows, but in the Unix environment. So we set up like a development team to focus on this kind of support, and we expect to have a release candidate of Smart TSM for the Unix environment within the end of this year. Currently, we're focusing on Red Hat's distribution, as well as SUSE and IIX. The prioritization in terms of releasing has not been defined yet, but that will be in the neighborhood that we are looking at as we speak. And being an IBM partner, you would probably focus very much on the Unix because in your client's footprint, you'll find customers that currently spend quite a big piece of their budget on outsourced recovery validation with partners like SunGuard. And for them, there will be some hard benefits in using a tool to automate the full recoverability on non-Windows environments. Excuse me for the pauses, but I'm drinking water since my voice is getting a bit rusty now. So currently, you have the Windows support in Smart TSM, but we expect by this year to have support for many Windows environments, namely predominantly Red Hat, SUSE, and IIX. Going on to slide 17, this, of course, is the pricing coming from the Windows environment. Now, we're just below $1,000 per production server, so we decided to license our product according to the number of production servers which the client would like to have frequent validation of recoverability. So typically, clients would list the number of Tier 1, Tier 2 servers playing a very important role in a company hence they will like to allocate budget to mitigate the risk from doing little or no testing whatsoever. And then you would acquire smart TSM licenses according to that number of specific named servers in the portfolio. Of course, we do have pack discounts available, so the more licenses, the bigger discounts. Excuse me. So, jumping into slide 19, just to let you understand that the partnership that we're looking for is, of course, a partners that on the client side are working with the pains that I mentioned initially, so regulatory issues or staffing concerns or risk concerns, complexity concerns, recovery assurance issues. You may even have clients that, you know, in the past have had some very serious issues on recoverability, losing data or just losing business or time. We're looking for partners, you know, working with predominantly IBM and IBM Civil Storage Manager, but not only as a technical feature, but in the disaster recovery, validation, recovery assurance scenario. So that you're namely able to address the pains of recoverability with your clients and addressing that at the right level. And by this statement, I also indicate that that might be on a higher level than what is usually talking storage and tapes and vaults, but perhaps into the next level, the budget level in the organization. Going into slide 20, use Smart TSM as a differentiator. We've seen Smart TSM being teamed up with TSM in beauty parades, going against like NetBackup or Legato in order to make, you know, the whole TSM offering appear more rewarding as opposed to just like a backup infrastructure. And TSM is so cool in doing the backup. It's so easy to do the restores from a file aspect. But now, once you bring it to the next level, the automated filter onto TSM detecting and alerting about servers not really supporting full recoverability. And this is actually where we see some of the business initiatives going in with Smart TSM to move from the file restore level, fingers crossed, into the full validation of infrastructures residing in TSM. On slide 21, I tried to illustrate that we, from our experience with resellers and our partners, you can find verticals or industries where the FUD, as mentioned by Eric, the recovery assurance methods will come better across than in other industries. And I just mentioned here, like banks, mostly driven by sovereigns, obviously, insurance, same case, public state, very interested in understanding that the investment they've done in TSM can now appear even more rewarding using an integrated tool to detect recoverability and, you know, increase the overall level of certainty in terms of the security of the data in the public sector. On slide 22, I think that many of you already guessed where you can put Smart TSM into play in your business. You can provide health audits and do recovery assessments at a completely different level that we see today. Today it's a very manual, highly expensive task to do with your clients. Now you're able to do more with less using a tool. Smart TSM has so many times proven that you need to invest more in your TSM. You need to spend more consultancy. You need to spend more on the storage side in order to increase the performance of your TSM, in order to reduce the recovery window in the RDL processes. We see clients that can actually say, well, unless you want to have an exchange restore lasting like 2 days, you might want to consider, first of all, you might want to consider Fastback, for instance, or some equivalent technology, but you want to see if you can have email archiving to reduce the backup window, because that will have a positive effect on your restore window. So SmartTSM and TSM and the IBM partner go hand in hand in terms of making more of the existing TSM investment. So I have to excuse me, I'll just be jumping a few slides and go into slide 24. Please bear with me, but I just jumped to slide 24. And that's coming back to how you bring the message across to clients. Well, you need to work on different levels, and that will probably prove to be the biggest challenge from any IBM partners to move from, say, the admin level into the operations management. Because when you talk about risk mitigation, you also talk about getting more out of your budget, and you talk about understanding the value of risk mitigation through automated software. Now, that's a key message coming from IBM. You know, automation is one of the pillars, and SmartTSM fits into that. But when you're talking to, you know, day-to-day communication with your clients, SmartTSM allows you to customize that message. So for the admin, the appealing thing, the attractive thing about SmartTSM will be, you know, now I can single-handed do full test and full service file backups, TDP backups, single-handed. I don't have to bring down a full team to do a single application restore. Centralizing the recovery process is automating it. Whereas the operations management would find the mass testing, you know, can do a lot of server testing onto one cost-efficient platform, very attractive to govern a number of recovery processes based on service levels in the management console. To do more with less has always been a very good selling point for many budget owners. On slide 24, we try to illustrate that bringing down the risk from improper validation can be done in a few ways. On this slide, you see the business risk of doing very few tests or no tests as of today, the first column. So the business risk of doing no tests is, of course, very high. When you look at the middle column where you can actually say, well, we want to reduce the risk, but we want to do this manually, you, as a consequence, will have a high cost of doing that manual testing for this 200 servers used in this example. If you combine the benefits of reducing the business risk by introducing the SmartTSM, you have reduced the business risk, and you do it very very smart using SmartTSM, because that will allow you to do it without too many staff involved. So you can do quite some heavy validation of server backups without involving too much staff. And 27, we're just about the end. The thing you need to go about as a client is actually, you know, identify the service important to you, critical to you, having defined that and your SLAs, you can then set up the full scenario in your cover manager console. So you have a number of services on the one hand that you combine with your defined service levels in the console, and those two things you bring together and let the platform inject the recovery processes as you have dictated according to your compliance. And then on slide 28, you prepare the platform, and you can then set up one or more test platforms to undertake your recovery processes. Next level, you configure your recovery processes, and as I mentioned, that's fairly easy without knowing the details and how to recover an exchange environment, for instance. You simply define where are my backups located in a TSM, and you use the template-driven configuration to make sure that the exchange recovery is completed. And then once you've done the configuration, you link it to the service level in the compliance console, and then for the future, the management console will then govern how often a recovery job for your specific number of service will be injected, dispatched onto the available test platforms. And all you have to do then is to check the console for the results, both on recoverability, but also on recovery times. So that's about the end. Marcy, would you then again open up for some questions to see if the last section has prompted any?
Thank you. At this time, we will begin a question and answer session. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Please unmute the line and record your first and last name when prompted. To withdraw the question, press star 2. Once again, please press star 1 to ask a question. One moment, please. Once again, press star 1 for any questions. Currently, no questions are populating. Once again, press star 1 for any questions. And no questions have populated.
Well, Marcia, thank you very much. And thanks, everybody, for dialing in. This is Rich Anderson. You do have Martin's email on the cover slide and the closing slide of the presentation. So if you do have any questions, please send those. We'll also be posting the replay. Thank you very much. Have a good day and good selling.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect at this time. Speakers, please stand by for just a moment.